The Queen's Nose by Dick King-Smith. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Uncle Ginger. Harmony and Rex Rough Monty sat side by side in the old chicken house at the bottom of the garden. No chickens had lived there for many years. Mr. and Mrs. Parker did not like animals. But a vague, sour smell of the birds lingered on. There was still some fusty straw in the nest boxes, and the perches were barnacled with old, dry droppings. The place was small and dark, for there was only one little wire-netting window with a wooden shutter, which you could slide across if the rain blew in. The door was low, so that a grown-up person would have found it hard to enter. And, except the perches, there were nothing to sit on but an upturned tea-chest. None of this mattered to Harmony, for the chicken house was her retreat. Here she came to be alone, which she mostly liked to be. Not, of course, that she was ever quite alone. There was always Rex Rough Monty. Harmony Parker was a girl of 10. She had very large brown eyes. She looked as though she wouldn't say boo to a goose. This was true in one sense, for she wouldn't have said anything so silly. A goose was one of the dozens of different creatures she dreamed about owning as she sat on her tea-chest. Harmony longed to have an animal of her own.